The 11th season of the Brainerd Curling Club began this week, and joining us now is Mary Jo Hamilton. She's the chairman of the Brainerd Lakes Curling Association Board. Mary Jo, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Good morning.
Love to talk about curling, so this gives me an opportunity.
So does that mean you are a curler yourself?
Oh, absolutely. I've curled for 12 years now.
Wow. So what drew you to it initially in wanting to have a league there in, or a curling club in the Brainerd area?
About 10 years ago, a group of interested people wanted to bring curling to the Brainerd area, and they got together and started first using rented ice. We used ice first in Crosby at the Hallett Center, and then we came back over to the Brainerd area. We're using ice at the Gold Medal Arena, but of course when you have that situation, you're using basically hours that figure skating and primarily hockey aren't using the ice. And so we were starting to look for a way to have what we consider a dedicated ice facility, and we got a generous donation of $1,050,000 from a lady named Fran Holden, and in 2012 we started skating on our very own ice in a facility that's currently located at the Brainerd Fairgrounds.
Wow, so was Fran Holden was just a huge fan of curling?
Fran Holden was a huge fan of me. That's my aunt.
Oh!
And she was a very elderly lady who had many felons. She and her husband had no children, and they were very, very, very dedicated to the Brainerd area and very philanthropic. They had donated to many organizations here in the community. Clarence, her husband, had passed away, and she decided to what she called donate a bowling rink. And she was 95 when she passed away a couple years ago, and she never quite got the concept of curling. But her generous nature and her love of having people together and being active and having it a community building an organization really just spurred her toward donating this money.
Now, with curling, you have to prepare the ice uniquely. I mean, when you were talking about figure skating, that's not the kind of ice that curlers like, is it?
No. We don't like that kind of ice at all. And we don't like hockey ice either, and we don't have a Zamboni. Curling ice is very flat. One of the criteria is, in order to make the rocks glide evenly down the ice, the arena has to be super flat. And, for instance, a Zamboni in preparing in the ice, if you all know, it zooms around in circles and you get divots from ice skates and things like that. Curling ice is super flat. So we flood the ice area with about an inch of water, and then they hand scrape it with a machine to get this level feeling, and then they sprinkle droplets of water on top of it so it's not glare ice like you might find in a parking lot after a storm.
Yeah.
So there is some degree of traction there, so it's very, very different than hockey and figure skating ice.
We're talking with Mary Jo Hamilton. She's the chairman of the Brainerd Lakes Curling Association Board, and they've begun their 11th season. Mary Jo, what's it meant to you in the last 12 years since you've been curling?
I get a lot of exercise, aerobic exercise. That's one thing that I really look forward to. I curl 3 to 4 times a week. I am 70 years old, so age is not a deterrent when you curl. In our family, my grandchildren start curling when they're in about the 4th grade. Their parents curl, and then, of course, Grandma and Grandpa go on the ice all the time. So there is a longevity in curling in addition to some good aerobic exercise. People that are tied to their wristband step monitors, you can get in an 8-end game between 2,500 and 3,000 steps in. So you're moving around quite a bit in 45-degree temperatures, so it's very comfortable. Another thing I really like about curling is the social aspect. Etiquette in our club is that the winners of a curling game buy the losers a beverage afterwards, and then you have a table and you come back out and sit and visit. So you get to meet lots and lots of people that you may not have crossed paths with any other time in the community. And then I think the final thing I really like, and this is speaking as a mother and a grandmother, is that if you sign up to curl, you curl. You're on a team. You go on the ice. We do not have bench warmers. We don't have a second string like many of the college and high school sports. So if you sign up to curl, you're going to curl. We take all ages, we take all abilities, and it really makes for a nice environment.
With in curling, you have these, are they granite stones?
Yes, they are granite stones.
And how much
they weigh 42 pounds.
42
you
pounds.
Don't pick them up.
Okay, so you slide them. You push them forward, and then you have brooms that are involved in the curling?
Yes, there's four people on a team. One person is sliding the rock forward, directed at a skip, which is at the far end. You're trying to hit his broom. And there are two people with brooms, special brooms, that are brushing in front of the stone. And that increases the length that the stone can travel, and it takes some of the curl out of it. So it doesn't move as far to the right or left. And so that's the importance of sweeping.
So, Mary Jo, tell us about what kind of leagues and what kind of things are going on at the Brainerd Curling Club.
For new people, we have, this year, we have a first-timers league. It will be starting tonight, actually, for session one. It's 4 weeks. It gives people that are somewhat interested but don't want to commit to a full league an opportunity to come in. Half of the two-hour session is devoted to drills and skill improvement. The other half is mini games. And we have a session starting now and then one in late November. And that's a really non-intimidating way where you're learning to curl with people of your own abilities, so you aren't going into a highly competitive league and then finding out it's pretty discouraging. Tuesday night is men's night. We have leagues for men, two sessions, 5:45 and again at 8:30. And Wednesday night is what we classify as open league, meaning anybody can sign up. It can be all men, all women, mixed, doesn't matter. We have some families where parents and children sign up. So that league is classified as open. Thursday is women's night. We have more fun. Women have more fun. It's not as highly competitive, but we do have a great women's league. And Friday night is again open. Saturdays, we have time for our members to come in and practice from noon to 2. And from 2 to 4, anybody from the community to come in. And we have instructors available. So if you just want to come in and see what it's like, walk on the ice, throw a few rocks, that's a great time. There's a small charge for that. But we welcome you to come in and give it a try. And then starting in January, we have Children's League on Sunday afternoons. And Children's League is available at no charge. It's 2 hours. And we do this as giving back to the community. And we do have certified instructors in there or instructors to help them and to see that things keep moving. And that's a great time. So look forward to that starting January, right after January 1st.
And is it true you'll be hosting a national tournament?
We are this year for the first time ever. We applied for and got a national tournament. And it will be here from February the 8th through the 17th. This is a huge honor for our club. And we have 10 curling regions in the United States. And each curling region was eligible to send one men's team from clubs and one women's team. And then all 20 teams will be coming to Brainerd for 10 days to curl. So people can come in and watch this and participate if you want by helping at this tournament. We have lots of opportunities for that. And you can see some really top-notch curling. The two winners, one men's team and one women's team, get trophies. This is going on at the same time that the Olympics is going on in Korea. So there will be a lot of interest in curling in the area at that time.
Wow, that's great. Sounds like it sounds like what a great community building organization that you have there, but also you're bringing in some money into the Brainerd area with this national event. As people come and stay in the community.
They are. Yep, 10 days. It's going to be exciting. Yep.
Wow, what a great thing your aunt did, huh?
Oh, she did. It's too bad she didn't live long enough to see how it's taken off. When we started when we opened up in 2012, we had about between 75 and 90 members. Our club had dwindled because we did not get good times for rental ice. And there was no social area, and things were just really dwindling. Last year, we were at 201 members.
Wow.
And this year, we had a community curling event this past Saturday evening where we encouraged members of the community to come in and just give it a try. And we got about 25 new members again. So curling is the fastest growing sport in the United States at this time.
Wow.
And so it's really a wonderful thing to have in the community. And as the word gets out, I think it will continue. I hope it continues to grow.
Yeah.
So where are you located?
We're located on the southwest corner of the fairgrounds property on Southeast 13th Street in Brainerd.
All right.
We didn't have enough money. It worked out really well because we did not have enough money to both build a nice curling building and buy a piece of land. So we have a cooperative agreement with the Crow Wing County Fair Association. And so they use the building for their own purposes, for rentals, for the fair, et cetera, from April 1st until October 1st. And then we take over, we put the ice in, and curl for the winter. So it truly has become a community building on the fairgrounds property.
Well, Mary Jo, let's talk again when it gets closer to that national tournament so people know about it, okay?
Thank you. And good curling, and come and see us. We'd love to show you and let you experience our game.
Thanks, Mary Jo.
You're welcome.
To find out more about the Brainerd Lakes Curling Club, you can go to brainerdcurling.org. That's Mary Jo Hamilton. She's on the board of directors.